God bless you, Brother Joseph. I have a question about the book of Revelation.
Yes, God bless you to you.
Now, we all know that in the book of Revelation, there is this beast that is actually the Antichrist. But it appears in Revelation 13, another beast, a second one. Can you reveal to us the mystery of who is the second beast?
Well, there are two beasts. See, the devil is going to use the Antichrist to deceive and to lead and to win the confidence by false broken promises to win the political world. So
yes.
The Antichrist will be a politician who will be possessed by Satan. He says in Revelation 13, the dragon, the devil. Revelation 12:9, he says the dragon is the devil. Okay, and he will give his power to the beast.
Yes.
He will exercise the authority of the dragon.
Yes.
That's the first beast. So the devil will use the Antichrist to reach and to lead and deceive the political world. But you know very well that the world is very much religious, especially the monotheistic religions. You know?
Yeah, but there are many mixed ones.
But the thing is that the polytheistic religion, they are not doing anything, really. It's the monotheistic religion that they really other. Ruling the world, running the world, causing problems, etc.
Yeah, they have more influence.
So the devil is going to have a second beast to deceive the religious world.
But how do you know the second beast is religious?
Look, if you go to Revelation 13, verse 11.
Yeah.
Okay, what's on the head of the second beast?
Read it. 11. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon.
Okay, wait a second. What does the lamb is symbolic of in the Bible, in the New Testament? The lamb.
The lamb is always Jesus in the Bible.
Jesus Christ, exactly. So why would you have the horns of a lamb? If you keep reading, it says, doesn't it say he speaks as a dragon?
In the same verse, yeah.
In the same
Spoke
verse.
Like a dragon.
Spoke as a dragon. So this dragon speaking comes under the horns of a lamb. So in other words, it will be coming under the guise of Christianity. So I believe it's going to be a big Christian leader of a world level, okay, to deceive the world. Keep reading. 12.
12, yes. And he exercised all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived.
Okay, so you understand? He will have such a world authority, religiously speaking, this guy,
yeah.
That will tell the world to make an image to the beast.
Yes.
Okay, which we studied in other chapters, in other time. Remember, we said that we believe the image is going to be the same abomination of desolations of Daniel 11:31, or Jesus said in Matthew 24:15, which I believe this image, statue, whatever it's going to be, which will be speaking, like it says the next verse, the image will speak, right? The next verse. So I believe this image is going to be the computer through which that they will control the world, etc. And particularly control the microchip, which I believe that's, many Christians believe that's going to be the mark of the beast, you understand? You need
yes.
a computer to control the mark of the beast, which for sure will be the microchip or something similar.
What does the second beast has to do with the microchip and the abomination that
the
you talk about?
The thing is that this religious guy officially is going to be detached, separated from the first beast, the Antichrist. In reality, they are two demons.
Yes.
Because you see, verse 11, it says he comes from the earth. Okay, what's in the earth? In the earth, there is a bottomless pit. That's where the devil is going to be put prisoner in Revelation 20, verse 1 to 3. Okay, it's called abusos, which means a pit without bottom, abusos. That's where the devil is going to be imprisoned. And there's only one place in the planet which it doesn't have a bottom. It's the center of the earth because it keeps going around. Every 12 hours, the bottom becomes the roof. The second beast comes from the earth. Probably is a demon kept in prison in the bottomless pit. That's where also the Antichrist comes from. Revelation 11:7 says that the beast comes from the abusos. The Christ comes from the abusos, which is, like it says in Judah, verse 6, is a place where the demons are kept in prison, in chain.
Now, I want to ask you, the Antichrist, we know what his plan is and why he comes, but what's the second beast for? What's his purpose?
The purpose to deceive the religious world, because the Antichrist will deceive the political world, but the religious world does not follow the political ideals. Mm-hmm. They follow religious ideas. So there, that's why there will be a need of a religious false prophets to deceive the religious people.
A false prophet?
Yeah, it's called false prophets in Revelation 16 and as well as Revelation chapter 19, verse 20.
That's very interesting. And how can the whole world follow just one leader of one religion? Because they are not going to...
No, they are making a one world religion with the Protestants, Catholics, Muslims, Hindu, animists,
you think that will come to
Buddhists.
Pass?
They're already together.
Hmm.
It's called the World Council of Churches.
That exists?
Exists already, of course. And also another an organization like a sister organization. Okay, it's called the Ecumenism. That's run by the Catholic.
I see.
The World Council of Churches is run mostly by Protestants.
And what does it mean?
And eventually they will unite. Well, this organization will come under the control of the Antichrist. And so these are going to be the only religion recognized by the Antichrist, which probably they will receive, I'm pretty sure, the Mark of the Beast, just like the Christians in China today, they want to be recognized. They have to receive the mark of the communism, so to speak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then all the Christians who don't want to submit to this organization and be recognized, that means they imply receive the Mark of the Beast, they will be declared illegal, outlaw, just like the non-registered Christian China of today.
I see. So this second beast, let me see if I understood, comes from the pit. It's actually a demon.
It's a demon.
And will
possess a religious leader,
mm-hmm.
a leader of a huge, like a big Christian, worldwide, world-level Christian religion. He's going to be a leader of one of these organizations.
And he will support the Antichrist.
The Antichrist, it says in Daniel 11:21, it comes through peace.
Yes.
So you see a lot of Christian leaders today, they're falling into the trap of preaching peace, peace, peace. They want
yes.
to make peace with this, peace with that, peace with the devil, peace with the demons, basically. You know, but Jesus didn't come to bring peace. You see, Matthew 10:34 says, don't think I came to bring peace. I don't bring peace, but a sword.
Yeah.
From now on, families are going to be divided. Why? Because it's like there are families. Some of the family are Christians. Some of the family are atheists. Some
yes.
of the family read the Bible. Some of the family go to discotheque. They are homosexual. They follow satanic music. They follow atheistic politics. You understand? The family are divided. For any religious guy that is willing to make peace with everybody, it can only be from the devil. It can only be a false prophet. It can only be a false religion. And it will play into the Antichrist plan to unite the world. One, politically. Two, financially, through the mark of the beast. Revelation 13, you cannot buy, you cannot sell. And three, religiously.
I think the name false prophet, like the Bible calls it, it fits very good with his image. But do you know who he is going to be?
Yes, 99% I know exactly who's going
who?
To be.
Who is he going to be?
Well, if you don't mind, that I won't say.
But this is the whole thing.
No.
This is the nitty-gritty.
Well, no. I'm not going to say because, no, it's not the
now
time.
Now, all the listeners will write in. Who is it, Brother Joseph?
I can tell you in private, but I'm not going to say public. 99.99, I don't know exactly. I know who he's going to be. There is a big leader right now. I don't know if he's going to be him or he's going to appoint somebody, but it's going to be either him or somebody he will appoint. Forgive me, I'm not going to tell you who.
And what's going to happen to this false prophet at the end?
Well, he's actually a demon, okay?
Yeah.
You can see his end is together with the Antichrist, called the Beast, Revelation 19, verse 20. He goes straight to the lake of fire after Armageddon.
Together with Antichrist?
Together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Instead, the devil is put in prison, Revelation 21 until 3, because God needs him for another job after the millennium, Revelation chapter 20.
That is quite good to put all the scriptures together from different chapters of the Bible and understand who this mysterious beast is.
Yeah, but you know, if you pray and you guys pray, you understand who I'm talking about.
Well, believe me, I prayed, but it didn't come naturally.
Well, it's not that difficult.
No, thank you. God bless you.
Come on, it's obvious.
And if you have any more questions, brethren, write in. We love you.
God bless you. Praise God.